Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I read a story today online. Inspector told me I was crazy. You kind of looked at me with a little, eh. You kind of looked at me like I was a little bit crazy. Do we all know who Ronaldinho is? Soccer star?
Ronaldinho.
Him. Ronaldinho, soccer star. He is reportedly set to marry two women at a private ceremony this August. He's 38 years old. He started dating one of his fiancés in 2016. In the middle of their relationship, he continued a relationship with another woman. He proposed to both of them. They all live at his house together.
I've never heard that word plural, fiancés.
He's got two of them.
Meet my fiancés.
He gave both of them an engagement ring at the early part of last year. And he gives them an allowance of about $2,000.
Did he propose at the same time?
I don't. It doesn't say. Okay. You're asking a lot of follow-up questions.
Okay, keep going. My bad.
And he gives them each month an allowance of $2,000. Everybody in this story is perfectly cool with it. My question would be, does this not sound like the absolute life to me? Like, we've all been in relationships, and we all know relationships. I'm a firm believer of the 80-20 rule. That nobody is going to give us the 100%. There's no person out there that you can feel 100% with. And for the most part, we all make concessions on things that our partner does that we necessarily don't like. Can you imagine a life and a scenario in which the person that you feel like you're getting 80% from will let you go get the other 20% and you can be perfectly happy and everybody that can be perfectly happy? I need someone to explain to me how this is a bad idea. Everybody is on board with this idea. And think about it. We've all come home. I know we've all been in this scenario. You had a great day at work. I mean, a great day at work. And your wife, your fiance, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend had a terrible day at work. And it just ruins your mood instantly. Like, I mean, you got a promotion at work. You're kind of skipping. You maybe got ice cream on the way home. I mean, you had an amazing day. And then you walk in and that person is in a terrible mood. And it brings down the rest of your evening. This never has to happen in his life. Hey, you know what? Hey, you're having a tough time. I'll let you be alone. I'm just going to go upstairs. And then you have another happy person to share the rest of your evening with. This is maybe one of the most brilliant ideas I have ever heard in my entire life. Now, I'm not saying regular Joe Schmo can do this because you ain't got a $2,000 allowance to give both of these women every month. But if you were telling me that there was a chance that you could find this level of happiness and be with two people and everybody on board was cool with it, I think Ronaldinho, or however you pronounce his
name, Ronaldinho,
he figured out life here. I just need somebody married to tell me the flaw in my strategy. This sounds like the way to live.
I think I found the flaw. Okay, one, I'm not sure if it's legal where you live. I'd have to do some research on that. I don't think that you can actually have two wives. Two, this is clearly a unique situation because of all the people that I know that are married, not a one of them gives their wife or wives or fiancés, plural, an allowance. So clearly it's a very unique relationship this guy has.
You definitely give her an allowance. You just don't know it.
You're assuming, though, that if you've got one pissed off woman at home, that the other one is automatically going to be happy. What happens when you've
at least got a chance?
Two pissed off women at home. Now you've got double the wrath to deal with. To me, it's not the greatest thing. First, I think for both of us, since we're both unmarried men, the move to make is to have a girlfriend. Then maybe one day to propose to her and make her your wife. And then you'll find out just how difficult all the stuff that comes along with that is. To me, and again, as a single guy, two wives seems like twice the trouble. Could be wrong.
Okay. I want to ask this question. I agree. At some point, it would be miserable because we've all been in a fight with women, and then you would have arguments with the other ones. So you could have two angry women at some times. I would say the positive of living with two happy women a majority of the time would outweigh the negative of sometimes both of them would be in a bad mood. So I'm rolling the dice here. This sounds like the greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. He unlocked the cheat code here. This is like Lou Williams on steroids here. Spectre, you're in a relationship. Can you please explain to me why this is a bad idea? Because I told you about this earlier, and I was like, this is a great idea. And you looked at me like I had three heads. Can you tell me how Ronaldinho, who is getting married to two women, he was dating one, and then during the middle of the relationship, he had an ongoing relationship with another woman. He proposed to both of them. They both get an allowance. Tell me how this isn't the greatest strategy of all time.
It's very simple, and it comes down to math. When you're single, 100% of your time is your time. You want to play video games on Saturday night? Go do it. You want to go out with your boys to the casino on Saturday night? You can do it. When you enter a relationship, you would think it goes down to 50-50. It's not. You probably get 20%. So now you're going from 100% your time to 20% your time. You want to then split it again? You want 10% of your life to yourself? No, thank you. You want to shoot for a quarter of your life to yourself, and if you get that, you should be happy. And now you're trying to cut it down to 10 or 12%? No, thank you.
My argument is, and what you're saying is perfectly fine, because you got to do things that your partners want to do. They are already understanding enough to openly let you be in a relationship with another person. They got to be understanding for you to say, hey, you know what? It's Saturday night. Hey, you know what? Me and the boys are going out. Hey, you know what? I'm taking a guy's trip this weekend. We're talking to women who have a higher level of understanding than the ones we normally do. I can't think of any girl
women
I've ever talked to.
Women who have higher level of understanding who are willing to share a guy?
These women have unlocked the code.
They get $2,000 allowance?
To be fair, you don't usually hear about a wife that has five or six husbands, do you?
That's true.
I don't know that I ever have.
They're getting $2,000? That's it? That's pennies.
I'm simply asking the question, and I just want to hear from people that are married. A lot of people are saying, it's hard enough with my one wife. I mean, I get that. I'm not saying that there are a lot of people that could go along with this.
A lot of things come in pairs also. You get to buy one, get one. That's really going to start a conversation. Somebody's going to be pissed off right away. Let's say you want to take your wives to a fun day at Worlds of Fun. Let's say, okay, buy one, get one free ticket. All of a sudden, who gets the free ticket? Which of the wives? You haven't even gotten to the parking lot. Once you get in, you want to ride the Timberwolf. It's a two-seat ride. Now, which of your wives do you choose? There's a lot of issues, and that's just at the amusement park, let alone wait till you get to the real stuff like black tie dinners. You're not bringing two chicks to a professional black tie dinner.
Yes, you're Ronaldinho. Yes, Ronaldinho. You're bringing both of them to it on your arm, and I'm going to be like, I'm going to go up to you and shake your hand and salute you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go up to you, and I'm going to shake your hand and salute you for unlocking life's mystery.
When someone came over and asked for toilet paper, what did you ask for?
I need $2.
Okay. So you're close with money, right?
Yeah, I ain't fooling around.
Yes, I would say he's close with money.
Can't tell I ain't missing no meals.
What am I missing, though, real quick? Who needed toilet paper? Was this a neighbor?
Well, I never told you this story.
No, it was
this neighbor. One of my neighbors came over and knocked on the door and said, hey, I'm all out of toilet paper. I don't want to run to the store. Can I have a roll? And I went into the bathroom. I gave him a roll, and I said, hey, can you throw me a couple bucks?
Dude, you are a cheap savage.
Man, I had to buy the toilet paper. That.
So, Sean, Carrington asked for toilet paper.
Can I
money
spare
for toilet
a square?
Paper, right? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He I need a dollar for that cigarette.
He now wants to take two girls to a black tie event, 150 a plate.
Right?
Plus wardrobe. You want to do that times two, but you want to ask $2 for toilet paper? You're taking your girl to Gates. You can get a meal for $15, but now it's $30.
We're getting the platter.
Maybe they want an extra. Maybe girl number two wants two sides.
This is how it works out. Carrington walks into Gates. You get the "Hi, may I help you?" Orders himself a half a slab of ribs, and then he tells his two women, "You guys can get yourself a beef on bun and split it. It's a big enough sandwich."
Carrington's living in
a frugal
crazy
guy.
World.
He's insane. Right.
Cameron and Gardner, you think I'm crazy? Go ahead.
Carrington, you're nuts. I haven't been married that long, but from what I have experienced so far, you know, it takes a lot of commitment around the holiday season to make sure you see your side of the family, you see your wife's side of the family. And if you've got to double that, just think about how much time that has to take. And then couple that with buying gifts for both of your mother-in-laws, both of your father-in-laws, both of your wives. both of your wife's cousins on
Cameron, Cameron, real quick. I think you're making a hell of a point.
Cameron, thanks for the phone call.
He's making a good point, but what about the divorce rate? Everybody's got a grandpa and two step-grandpas and three grandmas. You know what I mean?
I got to buy their cousin a gift. That doesn't even make sense. I'm not even buying my own cousin gifts. Now I got to buy other people's cousins' gifts? No, that doesn't even make sense. Gideon in KC, you think I'm crazy too. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, man.
It sounds great in theory, but you got two women, and everyone knows everyone's selfish, including women. What happens when they both want alone time at the same time? Now you got a big fight on your hands.
Gideon, see, this is where I would just try to have a schedule. You know, you got to have these things. They tell me relationships are about communication. You know, girl A, her day's got to be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I don't think she'd like you calling her girl A for the record.
I don't know their names. And then, all right, the weekends, maybe we can have together time as one big happy family here. Hey, I'm paying $2,000 a person a month. We need to have some together time on the weekends.
See, that just refers to his two wives as number one and number two.
And thank you for the phone call. No, I mean, this is it. I mean, you know.
Number two, get down here. Number one and I are ready to go.
Rodinho. I'm just telling you that this sounds like an incredible idea.
It sounds
idea.
Terrible. It sounds like a horrible idea.
I mean, Brazilian soccer legend Rodinho is reportedly set to marry two women at the same time in a private ceremony. He's been dating one of them. He had a relationship with the other one. He proposed to both of them, gave them each an engagement ring. They didn't get shortchanged.
I feel like when you think of the best case scenario that could work out, and maybe that's like an evening type thing. Maybe your mind's starting to wander. What could I do with these two wives? Yes, that would be awesome. Now take yourself to the negative. When things get really bad, when there's a lot of angriness from these women, now you've got double the trouble. I just don't think it's worth it.
I'm just out here trying to help people. And it sounded like a good idea to me. You guys have perhaps convinced me that it's not a good idea and it's not as utopic as I envisioned it being. But, you know, it sounded like a really good idea. Good luck to him and his two wives, I assume, as long as the checks keep clearing, as long as he keeps having the two
grand. Why cut it off at two, Ronaldinho? Get you a third.
I assume that it's going to continue to work well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.